We've grown up by saying yes, by respect. Abakuru bagomba kubaha abatoya, so all of a sudden tugomba gukora ibintu byose badusabye, and then that's why we find ourselves in situations where we have to say yes to everything. So then that's really what breaks us. Hi again, welcome to Salon 3, a platform of conversations. So this is our episode number, I don't know, it will depend on when it goes out. But so far, so good. I think I'm enjoying where we are heading, and I've been receiving really a lot of very great constructive feedback. People appreciating the conversations, and also really providing very valuable input on what we should be doing better, type of content, how should we structure our content on the podcast, and then so forth. If you ask me today, why did I choose to do Salon 3 as a conversation platform? Maybe I don't have all the answers, but at least one thing I could say is it's a platform of learning, a platform of sharing experience, and a few things that I really think it's good for people to know, right? And speaking of that, recently I was driving to the office. It was early in the morning, and I was listening to another podcast. They were talking on some of the habits that people have, and then one of the conversations they talked about was, what do we say yes on when we are committing to things, right? So it really made me reflect a lot about my life and then things that I have been committing on. And then it get me to the point of thinking, what does it really mean to commit, right? So we live in a world where it's very easy to commit. It's very easy to be asked a question. And because of society pressure, because of societal demand, we always find ourselves saying yes to so many things. So what does saying yes mean, right? So there's so much good things we get by saying yes. We feel good because someone is asking you to do something and then you say yes, and you're just happy maybe to perform that activity or that action. So it made me rewind a little bit about my experience on where did I say yes, when did I say yes, and then what happened after that moment. So some moments I've said yes were life-changing in my life. And then some other moment I said yes were literally interesting, right? So when I say were interesting, means maybe I should have not said yes. Oh, definitely I should have not said yes. So what does that mean to me? I think maybe to start with a small example, I remember one of the life-changing moments for me was when I graduated high school. And just when we were still in Divita Grand Vacance, so like you graduate and there was 2 months holiday, I just finished to my high school, right finishing the national result. The national result came in even before we get, we knew the result of the national exams, but we had no our diploma yet or anything. So one evening, the head of school calls me and say, "Hey, hi Malik, how are you? We are looking for teachers at school and would like to offer you a job." I was like, "Well, so you want to offer me a job?" It's like, "Okay, great. Well, I just graduated high school from this school. So if they give me a job, it's a cool stuff, right?" So, and then while I was still trying to literally understand or reflect that I'm getting my first job after high school, and then the head of school continued the conversation. It's like, "We want you to come and teach at our school." So now that didn't sink in right away, right? And then the number one things I said was like, "Yes, I can teach." And then The second point was, also, we want you to find one of your friends or someone that you think can do the same, and then come with them to school on Monday. And then the other thing I said right away was, oh yes, I'll find one student and then we'll come together. So when he hung up, it was the moment of reflection. So I was reflecting. So, well, I just graduated from this school. They're offering me a job. Great. It's a dream job, I guess, from a high school graduate to be a teacher in high school. But this guy wanted me to go and teach my former schoolmate. So the people were sleeping together in dormitory. And then probably some that we shared classes, and then they've left behind. And I know nothing about teaching. But I had already said yes anyway. Mind you, I was not the number one school, the number one student in my class. So it's like, so he's kept a few numbers ahead of me, and he picked me. So I said yes. I had no idea. And then the other question was, okay, now I committed to have a friend of mine, or I committed to have a recommendation. So now things start really running in my mind. Do I call the number one student in the class to come because I believe he can do it? He's the smartest guy in the class, so probably, yeah. Do I call the second one? Do I actually call my buddy? And then so forth. So when my mind was reflecting, there was definitely, he was a friend. The number one name that came in my brain was a friend. But I knew he can do the job as well. So I rang my friend and said, hey, the school wants to give us a job. And what do you think? So he's like, oh yeah, great. So then Monday, let's go to school. So we go to school. They explain us what they want us to do, what they want us to teach. And yeah, we started teaching. So the rest was history. And I will get back to this. So now I had to not only exercise on how to live with my former student, my former classmates, as now their teacher, but now how do I live with my former teachers as their colleagues? But then in addition to that, also learn how to transmit everything I've been studying in that school. So three things at the same time. So it was really an interesting challenge, but I had said yes to it, so I had committed. So I had to find my way out of it, or my way in. But since then, I think that was one of the yes that has really, really changed my life. So it has changed my life in a sense that I have never been shy away to say yes to something that I don't know. Because one thing that always comes in my mind is, if a 19 years old me said yes to a job of a teacher and I've never been a teacher, why not me today, right? Why not me yesterday? So I've made this decision a couple of years ago of saying yes. So, and that really taught me something. So it taught me that, yes, it's good to say yes. It's also really great to jump on opportunities, but sometimes also you need to be very careful. Yeah. So, and then I'll have a few examples that I would share alongside as we move to this conversation. But really what I wanted us to discuss, or what I wanted to share, is what does it mean to say yes? When should you say yes? And then when should you not say yes? Yeah. So I think life is a principle. Like when we live, we should live by principles. And the principles should always come in analytics way. So the analytics way should be on, first of all, understanding yourself, right? Understanding your strength, your weakness. What can you do? What are you capable of? And then what you're not capable of. So now when you get a question like that, or an ask, your number one reflection should be, is this something that really connects to the person I am, before I even answer, right? Or is this something that I can say, I can commit to, and then figure out what that is, yeah? So, again, a few years later, I am not a teacher. I have started to work in different background. And that is around 2010. So 2 years after when the country has changed from a Francophone country to an Anglophone country, so many people then were starting to speak English. Mind you, I did all my classes in French. So I was supposed to be speaking French. So my French was also not that great. But then my English was even terrible. So I never used to think that language is really, really important because I did computer science in school. So I really thought that I'll be speaking computer languages. So I didn't put much effort on understanding languages. So I got a job. 2 months down to the job, my former boss then, who was American, so she looked in my face and then she's like, Malik, I think you can be a great project manager. So I looked at the face of my boss. I'm like, yeah, yes, I can be a good project manager. Why not? Okay. And then, so we were in outside of in an event. So as we go home, I start reflecting. So my boss said I can be a good project manager. What does it even mean to be a project manager? So that didn't reflect in my mind a lot because it was just a conversation. So I thought it was something we are discussing and then it's over. So a few weeks later, so she calls me in a meeting with everyone. And then she's like, Malik, we've been really appreciating what you've been doing. And we would like to promote you to a project manager position. I was like, yes, thank you very much. I can do it. Again, second years in my life when I know completely nothing on what this years mean. So I go home. Of course, it's in 2010, not ChatGPT, so we only have Google. And I start Googling, what does project manager mean, right? Job description of a project manager, so that I can get a little bit of glimpse on what does this job mean, right? For later then to realize that being a project manager means understanding a lot of tasks, a lot of putting things together, a lot of Excel shit, and then I used to hate Excel a lot. But it really took me a whole 2 weeks to actually sit on by myself, even before I get an official confirmation later that I am jumping into the job of a project manager, to study a lot and then read a lot about project management, so that when I am officially confirmed, I know what to do. So that was also a yes that really, really changed my life. So far so good, right? So I've always thought that I'm a multitasker person. So I really like to multitask. I think as a creative person who also have different life issues, I feel like I perform best in my multitasking position. So what does that mean? It means because now I'm so used to say yes, I jump to many opportunities, right? So anything someone tells me is like, oh yes, I've said yes one day, why not today, right? And then I say yes again. So for me to wake up in the morning and then realize that on that day I have committed to do 5 big tasks and I have no one to help me, right? And then they are completely different. So where does that put me? It put me in a very chaotic situation because I actually committed to things that I should not have committed to. I committed to things that I don't know how to do. I committed to things that are really, really beyond my capacity. And sometimes it's business related, sometimes it's personal related. And then you get to the time when it's 5, I committed to meet someone at 6. I start finding excuses of why should we postpone the meeting. Sometimes I don't have an excuse. I go there, I do the non-good way of ghosting you, maybe leave you unseen. And then that makes me feel bad, right? It makes me feel bad because I am so used to commit. And then I get to the point where I commit what I should not be committed, right? So what does that mean? It also means it's okay to say no, right? So two things. So it's good to say yes. It's also good to say no. So before we say yes or we commit to something, we really have to take time to understand why are we saying yes to that, right? So is it a question or is it an ask that I can commit to? Do I know how to do it? Maybe necessary, I don't know, but I can find my way in, I can learn, then say yes, right? And then what does it take when I say yes? It means I may need to commit this number of hours. It means I may need to commit, there's money commitment, or there is a more emotion commitment. And really take time to be honest to yourself first, right? Because what people don't think again is that this doesn't break the outside world. So before it breaks the outside world, it breaks you first, right? Because you committed to something that you can't do. So you emotionally committed, you physically committed, or financially committed to things that you cannot do, right? So the first negative impact comes to you. So really, it's always great to think, why should you say yes to something? Yeah. But again, don't shy away to say yes, right? Especially when it comes to opportunity. Just understand your capacity and then think backward, right? Okay, this is the capacity I have. So because I have said yes, or because I'm about to say yes here, what does actually that mean? So how do I play around to get to that point of committing or getting to the action of something I committed to? So also take time to analyze what no means, right? So we live in a world where we are so much under pressure. And because of that pressure, we tend to follow things or do things that are not necessary as, but because we see other people doing it. And that's where sometimes committing to things that we should not be committing on comes from. Because you've seen someone doing something and you all of a sudden you also think you can do it, right? And then really, what does that mean, right? Have you taken time to analyze yourself, right? Do you have a problem with society pressure? And that's why you do not want to say no. Because I feel like society pressure really makes people commit to things, right? You want to... Five of your friends want to go to a concert to go to see an artist that you really don't like, but you feel like everyone is going, and they're like, oh yeah, everyone is going, why not me? So and then you are there, everyone is having the best moment of their life, you are just there, stand like a tree, because you literally went to a place that do not make you happy, right? Why? So it's really, really important to understand we live in a peer pressure world, so where sometimes we want to fit in places that we should not be, right? And now, by trying to fit in places where we should not fit, that's what pushes us to sometimes commit to things that we should not be committing, right? And then also, the yes also, the commitment to yes, sometimes also come from the peer pressure, right? Because you want to live a life that Malik is living, or your other friend is living. So it's going to be easier for you to say yes, because I want to be like Malik. But have you actually taken the time to understand the process of why Malik is where Malik is, right? Have you taken time to understand why your friend is where your friend is, right? So because the mix of that, that's what really gives you the time to commit. So if you don't understand that, then there is no time to commit, right? So commitment is really important, yeah? So yes means a lot, because when you say yes, yes is a contract. So you're signing a contract to do something, right? It's a verbal contract. So either you break a verbal contract or you break a formal signed contract, at the end of the day, it's a contract, right? So it's going to break the relationship of the person you promised to do something. Or if it doesn't break that, it's going to break you, because it means you will have... You would need a lot of time, you would need a lot of investment of things that you should not have been committed to, right? I see when, for example, there is a wedding and people are contributing to weddings, And then they're asking everyone, say, hey, everyone should give this amount of money. Now, because a person X has said, oh, yes, I will give this money. So then you are shy. You're like, oh, what shall I do here? Okay, let me also say that I should give this amount of money. But why? Right? Maybe this person is committing 200K because he makes, I don't know, 100 times that or 20 times or 30 times. And then why do you commit to 200 if you know that this is not even your income? Because that's going to put you in debt. It's going to put you in situations that makes you unhappy, right? Because you just want to fit in a place that you don't really, really fit. So what does that mean really for me again? Back to when should we say yes, is we should always take time to understand who we are, right? We should always take time to understand our capacity. And then say yes or say no by understanding that. That said, it also means that we should not be shy away of saying yes, especially when it comes to new challenges, right? And then challenges that you know may take you from a point A to point B, right? And those are the things that usually I personally like to say yes to. But I guess now as I grow older and wiser, I am learning to also understand where my capacity is at, right? Because if I'm at 100% and then I add another task because simply is a new challenge, how many new challenge I need in my life, right? Are all the new challenge actually good to me? Or some challenges are not good? Or some challenge are not even worth taking, right? So and then all of those things are the things that we should think about. And as we are committing again, is it really, really allows you to break down a few things in your life, right? And we live in a society where actually saying no is, it's not polite, right? So then, because we've grown up by saying yes, by respect, so all of a sudden, and then that's why we find ourselves in situations where we have to say yes to everything. So then that's really what breaks us, right? So we should always be mindful of what yes means, and we should always be mindful of what no means. So those two things are what make us who we are as individuals. Yeah. So how should we then do this? As we close, one, we should look at inner capacity. What is the capacity I have to perform a particular task, right? What is my purpose? What is my objective? Where do I want to be? So if I say yes to this, is it gonna really make me advance to my next steps in life? Or it's gonna push me back, right? If I say yes, this is gonna advance me to the next steps in life, but at what cost? What is it going to cost me? Financially, emotionally, physically, right? Is it worth it? Can I then invest my emotion to this, right? Can I invest my life to this? Because it's worth it, yeah? So then if it's worth it, go for it, yeah? If it's not, proudly say no, right? Because it is not worth it. And you will find that the more you do this, the more you become self-aware, right? But because you get to a point where you really, really understand yourself, right? So you have enough self-awareness. And personally, what I think that has made me the person I am today, well, I'm not perfect, but I am grateful of where I am, is self-awareness. It's really knowing who I am, what can I commit to, and what should I not commit to. Even when I'm doing the wrong thing, right? I'm not perfect. It's that self-awareness. Say, I've said yes to something that I should have not said yes to, right? I've said yes to a wrong thing. So therefore, I should be personally be accountable to my reaction, to the reaction, right, of whatever output that comes on this activity, because it was my decision, And I said yes when I should have not been said yes. What, by the way, saying yes is not just saying yes to an ask, to an outside ask. It's also saying yes to yourself. Because sometimes what you ask yourself to do is not the right things to do, right? So as you are asking yourself to perform a particular action, you should also ask yourself if you should say yes to that or say no to that, right? So yes and no should not always be an outside factor. It should also be an inside factor, right? You should be able to ask yourself, what do I want to do? Shall I do this or shall I not do that, right? How do I balance this, right? What is the positive side and the negative side of actually telling myself yes to this? And that really comes to what I was talking about self-awareness, because that's what gives you self-awareness. And I really think that the most successful people in the world are people who are self-aware. And it's a journey. Self-awareness is not an easy thing. Because again, you cannot know yourself 100%. You will continue to discover yourself, but you can only discover yourself also if you give yourself a chance to try things, right? So that means if you give yourself a chance to say yes, but if you have thought about what that yes means. Yeah, I think I should stop here on this particular topic. So thank you very much for listening. Again, I said I'm not perfect. I'm just sharing my knowledge, sharing what I think it's worth for listening. I also really welcome your input. We are really still we're just getting started with this conversation in Salon 3. So we will welcome any feedback, especially constructive feedback of what conversation do you wanna hear from us. What do you want to see? And also really share your input on this subject, right? I would really love, particularly on this one today, so I would really, really love to see, when did you say yes in your life? And then what was the output, right? When did you say no? And then what did that mean to you? What did you learn from it? And then in that case, many people also can learn from you. So it doesn't have to be one way. So thank you very much. And then I guess this is again where I say subscribe, share. Okay, see you next time. Thank you.